Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. Let's ride,
let's ride,
let's ride,
let's ride,
let's ride,
let's ride,
let's ride. Never would have made it without Jesus Christ. Now let's rise, rise, rise for salvation. The devil under my feet, and he ain't stopping me. Now let's stomp, stomp, stomp Satan out. Never would have made it without Jesus Christ. Now let's rise, rise, rise for salvation. For God to love the world, he gave his only son. Now let's rise, rise, rise for Jesus Christ. Let's rise for everybody who wanted change in their life. We stomping all on the devil just trying to make it to heaven. I love Jesus Christ and I know he loves me too. If you love Jesus Christ, put your hands up in the air and scream, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, like a car without no motor in it. I need you, Jesus, and I'm blessed and out of favor. And my God, he is the greatest. Break curse on our generation. We rise and over temptation. Temptation. Yeah, that's what I said. We rise and over temptations and stomping all on the devil. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Shout out to Donald Jr. He started this rise movement. Never would have made it without Jesus Christ. Now let's rise, rise, rise for salvation. The devil under my feet, and he ain't stopping me. Now let's stomp, stomp, stomp Satan out. Never would have made it without Jesus Christ. Now let's rise, rise, rise for salvation. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son. Now let's rise, rise, rise for Jesus Christ.
Hey, we rising for Jesus Christ, man. Everybody put your hands up if you sick of living in sin, sick of having the devil control of your life, man. Let's rise over temptation. We gonna make it. We coming soon, heaven.
You already know, man. Welcome to Spiritual Feeding. I am your host, Diva Ebony B, and I got my co-host, Lady Survivor, live in the building, and it's time for Spiritual Feeding. Y'all make sure y'all grab y'all plates, hey, a.k.a. your Bible, so we can go ahead and get this thing moving. We have a buffet of praise, and we have a special dish tonight, which we're calling prayer. And the topic tonight is the power of prayer. So we definitely want to be able to eat with you tonight, to worship with you tonight, and inspire you tonight right here on Spiritual Feedings. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to call 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. We want to go ahead and open the show up with prayer because God is so good, and we want to thank him on today, right now, throughout the week, whatever that we did or whatever the things that we were involved in and get so busy, we got to take some time out for the Lord. So we're going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Lord God, Father God, thank you for just blessing us tonight. Father God, we can be anywhere in the world, but we are right here getting your word and getting the understanding of the power of prayer and how important prayer is in our life. It's a way that we communicate with you, Lord, and we thank you for giving us prayer. God, thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow, Lord, because without you, we wouldn't have neither one of these days, and we lift your name on high because of that. God, Father God, we worship you for who you are, and not the things that you just do, Lord, but just for who you are. Lord God, when we get tired of talking to you, talk to us, Lord. When we get weary of worship, Lord, please hear our unspoken cries at our heart, of our heart, Lord. Father God, when we faint in our fellowship with each other, and when we faint in fellowship with you, Lord, forgive. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive our lack of commitment, God. Father God, help us to hear from you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen, sister.
I want to give a big shout out to everybody that's tuned in tonight. Also want to give a big shout out to Black Clown Ministries, Just Praise, everybody that came over today in fellowship with me. It was just a blessing to have them here. Want to give a big shout out to Rodney and Men of God Ministries. Want to give a shout out to Taylor. Taylor, I see you live here in the chat room, man. We definitely going to get it in on spiritual feedings. You make sure you get your plates, a.k.a. your Bibles, because we're going in. And I'm going to throw it over to you, Miss Kimberly Rim, a.k.a. Lady Survivor.
In the house, I'm just here waiting to teach about and talk about the prayer and fasting and, you know, how it's so important, so mighty important to get your prayer in every single day so God can hear you. Of course, he knows what's on his heart, but we must be obedient and take the time to pray in prayer. All right, so are we ready to get it started?
Amen.
I will say this, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on the street corners and in the, you know, synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the rewards they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you. Now, that sounds almost like it comes from the flesh, but I'm here to tell you that's chapter 6, verse 5. That comes from the Word of God, not the flesh.
Mm.
So, you know, understand the meaning of prayer, and, you know, it's just so powerful. It's just so powerful to pray. So I'm going to take it over to you, Ebony.
No problem. Pass the praise on the left-hand side. Let me just go ahead and load this just pass the praise over here. I'm so thankful for God because I was reading about prayer all week, and I needed it. I needed it for myself, and I needed it for others. And y'all must understand, as I minister to you, I minister to myself. And even when we're talking to somebody and encouraging them and motivating them and talking to them about God and talking to them about the goodness and the greatness of life, we are motivating our own selves. So I want to come from Mark. Thank you, Lord. Matter of fact, let's come from Psalms first. Let's come from Psalms first. Psalms 139, verses 2 and 4. Go ahead and get your plate out. And I'm gonna call this one when tired of talking. We tired of talking. You know, when you get tired of talking, it says when no one seems to be on the line. It says it right here. It says, thou knowest my down sittings and my up sittings. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compress my path and my lying down, and art acquired with all my ways, acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest is all together. I really like this scripture because what it's saying to me right here is God knows me. He knows my downfalls. He knows my uprisings. He knows when I wake up in the morning. He understands my thoughts when they far off from him. He know it. He know everything. God know my path. He protect me when I'm lying down. He knows everything about me in my ways. Even when I don't want to, even when sometimes I don't even have the time. But God knows my heart. He knows our hearts, y'all. He knows when we want good for other people. Even if you don't see, you know, people for a while. And that's some things that I do. When I don't see you in a little while, whatever the case may be, I call you, send you a text, and check on you. But when y'all don't see Ebony B., Diva Ebony B, know that I'm good, but it's great that you reach out and you call me or you text me. But I'm doing what God wants me to do, and I had struggled, you know, 2 months ago I was struggling with fellowship and, you know, we should be fellowshipping with one another. And I just prayed on it, prayed on it, prayed on it. And I said, Lord, you know, as I go through this journey and as you take me through this journey, Lord, and help me to be obedient. But you know deep down in my heart that I want to fellowship with those who I'm getting the word with and who I'm learning the word with and who I'm worshiping with you. And he did that for me. He sent them. I just had Black Clown Ministry in my house. Like, it was a bunch of us up in here fellowshipping with each other. And not just fellowshipping outside the church, but with family members, too, with friends. If I care about your spirit in the inside of the church, and if I care about your life in the inside of the church, I'm going to care about it on the outside. And big shout-out to Donald Jr., big shout-out to DeAndre, big shout-out to my Ross team, because they were the one that set me down. And he was like, we got to pray over each other. We got to intercept for one another. And
amen.
I thought that was the dopest thing ever. He said, we have to intercept. We got to pray over each other. We got to intercept for one another. And he was so right. Because you never know what somebody is going through.
That's right.
You never know what's going on in somebody else's life. And if they don't tell you, it's okay. Because a lot of us don't really want to tell another human. Big shout out to Jess Praise and Rodney. Because a lot of us, we got trust issues in humans.
That's right. That's right.
It's just certain things that we just can't come and tell you and talk to you about. We need to take it to the Lord in prayer. And that's why it's so important. And I'm gonna lay this on y'all, and I wrote this down. On our spiritual growth or productivity, our spiritual growth or productivity depends on how we hear and receive God's word into our hearts. Hearing and responding to God's words brings the blessing of God into our lives. One way in which we can reach out to share God's blessing with others is by doing prison ministry. Prison ministry work. And Johnny Stone was just talking about how to just praise. One way we can share God's blessing with others is by doing prison ministry work. Find a church involved in such a project or start your... Go to one of the numerous other groups in your city that need volunteer help or to a group that reaches out to girls. There are many opportunities to be a blessing to others. Ask God to guide you. We want to ask the Lord to guide us. How much is the blessing of that, that we want to ask God to guide us?
That's right.
We're talking
That's
about
right.
this power of prayer, man. We talk about power of prayer. There's so much power in prayer. We definitely want to get you guys feedback. I want to go into a song real quick before I go to the hotlines and get some love. But this song right here, The Best of Me, I love this song. All you guys are familiar with it. It's by Marvin Sapp. It's a beautiful song. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. This is Spiritual Feeding with Diva Ebony B and Lady Survivor. Go ahead and get your plate so we can eat, because we're going in.
She saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
Everyone else around me,
everyone
else around
me, can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Bob walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone else,
can only
see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? Tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, oh, oh. He is mine and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
And chime in on this, so we're gonna go to the hotline and get some love. Kim, we got the switchboard up. Where we at?
Well, we have caller. Let's see who we're going to go to.
Look, we got 386 here. I see you. 386-314.
1615. Let's go there.
What's your name? Where you calling from? 386-314.
My name is Pastor Smith, and I'm calling from St. Cloud, Florida.
Yes, Pastor Smith.
Hey, Pastor. My pastor, I can call always.
Yes.
Big round of applause.
All the way from
Florida.
I
you know what?
To,
I'm sorry, Pastor. Go ahead.
I wanted to. To hear what you all were talking about in reference to the power of prayer.
Yes.
And how we get to that point of having that power, because you don't just get that power just because you get on your knees and pray.
Mm-hmm.
That power got to come from the innermost part of your heart, the Holy Spirit. If that was the case, anybody could get on their knees and just say one or two words, or they could stand up in a corner and say something, but the power of prayer must come from the innermost you, the innermost part of your heart.
Pastor, can I ask you a question? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that everyone should pray for you?
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really. Be careful. Be careful who you ask to pray for you. Because it also tells us in the Bible that let no man lay hands upon you. 7.
Mm.
You know, a lot of times the devil is a very good prayer. The devil is a tremendously good prayer warrior. And his prayers, you know, all we have to do with any verse or anything in the Bible is get off and utilize one word that does not fit into that sentence, and it totally transforms that entire
right.
sentence. And the same thing can happen in prayer. The person can sound so genuine, so eloquent, so they have the greatest orator in the world, and at the same time, they can slip something into that prayer that prayer totally, totally against what you are all about.
That's right.
So you have to be very careful. You have to be very careful. Only those people that you know, to me, this is just my opinion now, this is not, only those people that you know that love the Lord and are filled with the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Because if it's not coming from your heart, he said, it's not what goes in you that defiles you. It's what comes out of your mouth that defiles you. Because what comes out of you comes from your heart.
Mm.
And all through the book of Psalms, God is saying constantly that he searches the heart. And there's a psalm that said, Lord, search me. And if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and straighten me. You know? So we have to be very careful with that. And that question, to ask your question, I don't believe that any and everybody, you should ask anybody, oh, just pray for me, baby. No. That's okay. You hold on to your prayer, okay? Hold on to your prayer.
I know that's right, Pastor. Because you know, I'm battling with the fact when I'm going to say the Catholic churches, when you have to make an appointment, or I don't know if they still have the box, if you still go inside. No disrespect to the Catholic at all, but I'm just keeping it real. You go inside the box, or you go and you make an appointment to speak to someone, and you're asking them to pray for you, and they have seen 3 or 14 people that day. And sometimes you could be asking that person, someone could be coming to you and say, can you pray for my child? I just don't know what's going on with my child.
all of a sudden my child is acting a certain way and my child is doing this. And I'm not just saying in the Catholic Church, it's happening in all the churches now, you know, where children are getting so messed up, you're asking this man to pray for you and this man is molesting your child or doing something that's unholy, you know.
Exactly.
And I'm sitting here looking at Matthew's, and it says, chapter 6, verse 7, when you pray, don't babble on and on, as people of other religions do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need, even before you ask him. Pray like this: Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need, and forgive us of our sins, as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. And I sit back and I think about all of the children, because, you know, I'm a child abuse awareness advocate. And I think about all the children that have been abused and have went to, that's supposed to be leaders in God's house. And they're doing so much harm to our children. And not just to the children, just to their congregation also, because we see a lot of things on the news and things that are happening. And you just have to be careful who this is just my opinion. I'm very careful. When someone say, I want to pray for you, I just say to them, you know, God got that. You know, I know how to pray.
No, really. You don't really have to say that. You look at that person's walk in life.
Look at
how that person carry themselves and what they are all about. Because if you look at and you break down the model prayer that Jesus Christ gave to us, he said, first of all, you must have a personal relationship with God.
Amen.
You know, when you say our Father, you are talking about, that's a personal relationship. That's our Father. You know? The word our signifies the believer's brotherly relationship with all other Christians. You are not supposed to be a selfish prayer warrior anyway.
That's
all right?
Right.
And while the Bible nowhere presents the universal fatherhood of God, it does declare the universal brotherhood of believers. We should always have a universal brotherhood of believers. And then we must have that faith. We must have that faith, which are in heaven. And see, if we don't believe that God is in heaven, what are you going to pray for in the first place? You know,
if you don't believe
or have anything going for you in any way, shape, form, or fashion, Paul declares this. He said that without the element, without this particular faith, prayer is useless. Without faith, it's useless. And Hebrews 11 and 6 said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. It's impossible to please God. And the next one, we're talking about worshiping God. And that would be, hallowed be thy name. And David felt that a part of this prayer to be so important that he appointed a select group of men. You see, when you support a select group of individuals who did nothing else in the temple but praise and worship God. That's what we are missing so often here in our churches today. Sometimes those people will say, well, I want to get the word. I want to hear the word. But do you not know some churches have prayer warriors in the basement or in the prayer room, and they're praying during the whole while that church service is going on? That's the power of prayer.
That's power of prayer.
Now, and then you got that expectation that one day that kingdom will come. One day, if we don't have that expectation, we just lost. We're we're wasting our time, right?
Right.
If you don't have the expectation that someday you're going to meet and be able to shake Jesus' hand, be able to stand before the Lord God Almighty, to be able to see him open that book, I hope it's the book that you are in and not the books. Because if you're in the books, you're going to be put on the left hand, and only those that are in the book is going to be on the right hand. And then you got the submission. We must submit to God. We hate to submit to anything. We're so hard-headed until it's utterly pathetic. We don't want to submit to the pastor. We don't want to submit to anybody. We don't want to submit to our husbands. We don't want to submit to our wives. And like you said, the problem with a lot of times when people go inside of these confession boxes, Kim, is when Kimberly, when these people go inside of the confession boxes, how do you know who you're talking to?
You don't know who you're talking to. You just going off of fact. You don't know. And I don't mean to cut you off, Pastor, but you don't know who you're talking to. And your own pastor will tell you yourself is to seek the word. And it's saying about seek the word for yourself. It's all right for you to go to church, you know, and there's nothing wrong with going to church and getting the word. But you got to seek it for yourself, and you have to pray. Pray, and I think, and not even I think, I know people, like you said, we don't want to submit. We don't want to listen. We only want to do it when it's comfortable for us.
That's right. As long
as it makes me feel good, I'ma do it. If it make me me feeling good in the morning to pray, and as long as I feel good, I'm all right. But you gotta be uncomfortable. When you're uncomfortable, that brings about change.
That's right.
Uncomfortability brings about
I'm getting an emergency call. Let me call. I'm going to call back in later.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Smith. But,
wow.
You know, sometimes, Pastor just came, and I'm just so thankful that Pastor Smith called in and shared that with us, and we're just so blessed to have him call in. He called in last week, and I'm glad he called in this weekend. We're about to get to the hotlines and get we're going to pass the praise again, but I wanted to say this. You guys, sometimes the change that, you know, we long for, it only comes when we connect through prayer and fasting. Let's not forget fasting.
That's right.
And prayer. You know, abstaining from food for a spiritual purpose, you know, that can launch prayer past the barrier of doubt. Just, you know, exchanging from food, you know, and only for spiritual purposes. You know, you got other people out there that's not eating because they're depressed and carrying on, but for a spiritual purpose so you can launch your prayer past all the barriers of doubt, all the dismay, you know, all the complacency. You know, fasting can really provide a boost in intercession. It's so important. And one thing that happened with me, you know, when I was fasting aligns us. It aligns us to the power of a supernatural. And it unleashes the floodgates of the divine God. That's why I don't eat in the morning. I don't eat until I get my word first. I feed my spirit first. Then I feed my physical.
Amen.
Fasting is our testimony that you know, fasting is our testimony. It's our testimony to our hope in God, that I believe, God, that the word is all I need. It's all I want to survive, to believe, to have joy. The word is all I need. You know, even at the expense of food. And you know what? It shows God that we recognize our need and his provision because our food is to do God's will while we feast in his word. That's
Amen.
Your food right there. That's your
Amen.
Food early in the morning. That when you fasting, because even though my belly may be hurting and I'm getting them hungry things or whatever the case may be, I'm not worried about that because I know God got me. Go to the
right.
Highlines and get some more love. 253-227 You're now live on Spiritual Feeding with Diva Ebony B and Lady Survivor. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, Ebony, this is Cody. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Cody, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Washington. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I was really identifying with what you were saying in the beginning regarding prayer for your friends and fellowship, because you never know what they are going through. As you know, Ebony, my passion is outreach, but it doesn't work really well when I isolate myself, and that's one of my downfalls is fellowshipping and isolating myself. And so, you know, I just keep the fellowship. I need the fellowship of other believers, and I have to keep believing in faith through prayer that I am needed. My presence is needed in the kingdom. And so I'll keep praying, keep studying the word to show myself approved so that I will be of use in the kingdom through the power of prayer. And I liked what you said about uncomfortability brings about change, because sometimes I just have to remember that even though I'm uncomfortable, that I'm needed, my presence is needed, even if it's just for the glory of God, and that it will bring about change. So...
I could definitely identify with that. I think fellowship is very important because I'm not a weekend warrior. You know, I just don't come to the church and say, "Hi, how you doing? Praise the Lord," and whatnot. You know, and just on Wednesdays, I want to see you more than that.
That's right.
I want to see you more than that. That's important to me. I want to see you more than that. I want to be able to come to your house and worship and pray with you. This is important. It's very important because how could I say that, you know, we brothers and sisters in Christ and that I love you and I only see you twice a week, but, you know, it may be something else. We got to fellowship and come over to each other's house. And I'm concerned, too.
Right.
And I'm not trying to be all up in your business or all up in your face or whatever the case may be. Well, why are we not hanging out outside of church?
That's right.
Meeting up with each other and praying for others outside of church. Why is it that we just come to this one building and pray and praise with each other? But what is it that's going on outside of church that I can't be involved with you?
Amen. And you know, Cody, I'm sitting up here thinking, sweetie, that when Diva talks about, you know, outside of the church, and that can make you a little uncomfortable too. When you go to fellowship, you only fellowship on Sunday. You just don't fellowship on Sunday and drop the ball there, and then I don't see you again until the following Sunday, and then you talk like we spent the whole week together. But you don't see how I'm doing, how if I'm sick, you know, and that's why prayer, it just comes, you know. Let me read something to you. It says, and this is from Jeremiah, 33 chapter, verse 3, "Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. You understand what I'm saying? You know, when fellowship is so important, it is so, so important, because, Cody, I understand where you're coming from, where you go to church and you want to be involved with the kingdom, you want to do your ministry, you want to be used as a vessel, and you want to fellowship. But you just don't want to just fellowship on Sunday. You want to fellowship through the week also. Mm-hmm. You know, and...
Well, sometimes some people have that uncomfortability with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I do, you know, and that's something I have to fight through. I battle with it.
But you know what, Cody? That's why you have... When you go to church, you get among the ones that... That you feel like you're just uncomfortable, but you start ask the Lord to put you around people to make you not uncomfortable with, you know, fellowshipping and sharing what you need to share. Don't allow that to hinder you from doing your purpose, because you know, I can feel your spirit. I can feel your spirit through the phone, and I can feel your hunger. You want to get your purpose out there. You want to share. But a lot of times people hinder you from doing that and a lot of that has to do with, not only that, believe it or not, Cody, it has a lot to do with fear. And fear of, you know, of getting out there and expressing yourself and saying, you know, it's almost like when you're in a classroom and you're all the way in the back of the room and you raising your hand and the teacher just don't see you.
you know, because they're so focused on the ones that's not worth really the while, but they're doing a lot of talking, you know, a lot of babbling, but they're really talking. So, you know, I'm gonna pray for you. Trust me, I'm gonna pray for you on that, Cody, because yes. I hug people in my church. And while I'm hugging them, believe it or not, this is so funny, like not funny how I but so funny truth. When I hug them, I'm praying for them. I say as I'm hugging them, I be like, I love you. I love you so much. And as I'm saying I love them, I love them so much, I be like, Lord, I don't know what they're going through, but please watch over them in the blood of Jesus. That's it.
Right.
That's all I need to say.
And some people are uncomfortable with that, Kim. You know, I've seen I see you, I'm about to get to you. I think that's money me too. But I've seen people still uncomfortable with getting hugs or, you know, people saying that they love them and they're not their family members and whatnot. And for me, you know, I love God. So I don't have any shame to say I love God. I don't have any shame to be out and saying God is good. God, because, you know, for those who know me and those who don't know me, I was a broken woman who got a second chance to make the first decision.
Amen. Amen.
That is my testimony. When I was out there in the world cutting up, selling dope, fighting, traveling back and forth to PA, moving work, carrying on, carrying guns, didn't care how I looked, being out there, you know, why is it that I was able to do that boldly? But when it comes to the righteousness,
say it.
Right. Righteousness.
Right.
I want to trust you, God. I want to wrap my life around this because every day I get more stronger in my faith. And even if you go back from my past shows into now, because at first I was like, man, I'm going to take these shows down because I was wilding out and I was cussing and carrying on. And God said, no, don't take those down. I want them to see the growth in you. I want them to see what I did for you. Because God wants to be able to get the glory. He wants to be able to have the victory and say, look at her now. That's because of me. That's because of me. And people always gravitated towards me because I've always been a caring and loving person. I always had that in me. But I just want you and everybody else, I'm a witness in my life, to be an example to see what God has done for me. And that came through prayer.
That's right.
Talking to God like I'm talking to him. Like, that's my best friend. I got honest with him, y'all. When we pray, we got to get honest with the Lord. Lord, reveal the things to me.
He knows when you're not feeling. He knows when you're sincere.
You go in the world that you can hide from the Lord. You can't go nowhere.
Right.
Let's go to the hotlines and get some more love. This person been waiting. And we appreciate you guys tuning in and waiting. And all we just ask is that you have that you be in a quiet background so we can be able to hear you clearly. So thank you, Lord. Father God, thank you for honesty. Father God, thank you for correction. Father God, thank you for convicting us.
Hallelujah.
When we're not doing what we're supposed to do. Thank you for uncomfortability, Lord. Thank you for making me comfortable. Because if I didn't, I'd still be out there being simple.
Hallelujah.
862-755, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio with Diva Ebony B and Lady Survivor. This is Spiritual Feeding. What's the name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's going on? EB's up front, Will Spinning. It's me, Rocker Block.
Hey, Rocker Block, welcome to the show. Man of God is in the house.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Mr. Mack, Michael Black.
Wait, did you
Rocker
say
Block.
Rocker Block?
Did
you say Beyonce was in there, or would you say Lady Survivor? Never mind.
Lady Survivor, Beyonce is not here. Michael, I do not drop it hot. I do not. I'm sorry.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Hey,
but Lady Survivor is in the house.
Okay, now it's Rocker Black. You call me Rocky, though. That's my real name.
Oh, you mean call you Rocky?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to call you Rocky. You know what you can call me?
Well, Survivor?
Lady Survivor.
I'm two steps ahead of you. I got your back. Anyway, I wanted to kind of get in on your conversation about fellowshipping outside of the church. Sometimes, you know, I feel like a lot of people are too blessed to be bothered with other people, you know, because their life is so hectic and it's just happening for them. You know what I mean? So you can't really call somebody and be like, you know, I want to do this and that with you. And sometimes, you know, they may see it as boring to them, you know. Church is where it's at for some people. I don't know if that's a good thing or if y'all agree with that, but that's just the way some people are when it comes to fellowshipping. You know what I mean? Like, if your pastor goes out to another church, you know, that's another way to fellowship. If you want to get a group of girls together, group of guys, whatever, and y'all fellowship at a home, y'all have a retreat or whatever, that's fine. These are things we already know how to do. Now, personally, if you want someone you can talk to, you have to keep your circle tight because not everybody is really connected to Christ in the way you may think that they are. So if you know the person who you're trying to ask to pray for you, ask to fellowship with, so forth and so on, then you, that's fine, you know. But you don't want to just pick anybody from the church who's praising, hooping and hollering, running around the church, whatever they do to praise their God. Then what's important is to keep the circle tight, you know what I mean, and just know who is who and what is what in the church and outside of the church as well. Be true to yourself. Be 100% with yourself first, because you mm-hmm. need God asks that we worship Him and spirit and in truth. Also, and Marcus says that you know, love your God with all your heart, soul, and your strength. And but the second thing is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. You see what I'm saying? So even if that person isn't 100%, that's where you come in at. You may be more spiritual, more closer to God than that person is, even as you're praying, as you're fellowshipping. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, and God is good all the time. So no matter what's going on,
let me ask you a question.
The two or three are gathered, He's in the midst.
Okay. Rock, let me ask you a question. Rocky, I'm sorry. Rocky, let me
That's
ask
fine.
You a question. And no disrespect whatsoever, okay? I'm hearing mm-hmm. what you're saying. I'm overhearing what you're saying, trust and believe. But we need, as Christians, we need to be held responsible for the fellowship and outside. If we call ourselves Christians, and if you are in the house of the Lord, and you're only fellowshipping on Sunday, okay, you should be able to, as Christians, don't make the circle so tight that the Lord can't bring people in. Always leave the circle open. Now, if you have a discerning, if you're discerning, when people come in there, if you have saved one person get through the circle, that's not right. And you have 10 people in a circle, but one person, that's 11th person come in. Let me get it right. 11th person come in. You're going to catch that person, because if you got 10 strong, spiritual, Christian, backbone fellowshippers there at the outside of the church, you're going to make it work. You have no choice. It's God. That's how God works. We have to stop saying this is how we're going to worship this way, and we're going to go on a retreat this way, and we're going to do it that way. No, that's not how God works. We're going to worship everywhere, regardless. Stop making excuses. I'm not saying that you're making excuses, Rocky. I'm not saying that at all. I don't want you to think that. I'm saying that we, as Christians, that's not how God works. God works in decent order. And the bottom line is, we just do not just worship in God's house. We worship outside of God's house, regardless if it's two or three. It might start with two or three. It might take, it could be you, myself, Ebony and I. You know, all three of us can start, and then you're adding more and more and more on. But we need to get into the groove of things where we're just not worshiping on Sunday. You know, we have to worship Monday through Sunday, because there are some days where you can go to church, you can hear the word, and about time you go out the door, it drops. So you need to know. You need mm-hmm. to have another place where you can go through the week. I agree with that.
We have too
many excuses when it comes down to when and where to fellowship and what day.
I think it kind of like, I think in 206-962, I see you, I'm about to get to you. But it's all right for us to come to the church and go on retreats and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when we just start putting it to
a certain place and when we should worship and how are we going to worship
Amen.
With this person and what time, it makes it like a clicky thing. Like,
that's right.
We only
want right.
to do it on this day and whatnot. If we can show up to, and like you said, Rock a Block, some people are very blessed and, you know, God is calling them and they're busy and they're in this location, that location, this location. But at the same time, you have to take out the time, especially in the church. The community is the church. The members make the church, period.
Right.
Well, that's what
the
I mean.
The members make the church, but, you know, you got to take the time out to pray with one another outside the walls. Those are just four walls. It's just a building. It's just a building.
Rocky, what do you mean when you say you? Some people are just more – did you say – some? I don't want to quote you wrong. Did you say more people are more blessed or –
Some people
are just too blessed. Too blessed. Some
people are just
too
blessed.
I mean,
what do you mean by that?
But not too blessed, but I mean, as a individual, if you're blessed, then there's a chance that you're just out there doing God's work, and you know that person you may want to pray with or whatever fellowship with is just not available for you at the time. Cause like,
no, Rocky, God don't
sometimes
work that
they
way.
May not be, sometimes they may not be available, but, you know, on the other end, for the person that's feeling that way, they have to reach out to those people and wait for a response, but you got to pray on that. I want to go ahead and bring 206. 206-962, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio with Spiritual Feedings with Lady Survivor and Diva Ebony B. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Pastor Winston. I'm from Blessed Hill.
Oh, Blessed Hill. Hey, how
you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
So how do you feel about that, Pastor, that people are just too blessed that they're doing? Well, I don't understand that, Pastor. Can you help me out with that, where people are just too blessed? Is that in the scripture where it's, I don't know the whole word of God. I don't know the Bible. But can you
help me out? That's not in the scripture. That's just
okay.
But go ahead.
I just want to.
It's my own observation as far as wanting to fellowship. If we have to fellowship Monday through Friday, and then it must be a set time and a designated moment for us to praise and worship God, and it just can't be, you know, last minute, you know what I mean? So, you know, you have to set a time to worship God, set a personal time for yourself to just worship God, you know what I mean? Whether it's by yourself or with someone. You know, not a lot of people have that time to get together with other people, so...
I'm going to make time I'm going to say it like this, and I want to bring Pastor Winston in on this because they're doing a lot of great things over at the church and in the community, but I will make time regardless of whatever God places me in my journey and my purpose. I will make time to fellowship with others and pray with others, the power of prayer.
Right.
I'm praying to God to be able to use me as a tool, because it's for God's will, it's not for my will, and this is why we
That's
have
right.
a spiritual feeding. But I want God to be able to use me everywhere that He wants to use me. But my main thing is I have no problem with coming to church on Sundays, coming to Bible study, coming to events, but outside the church, I would like to be able to fellowship and then pray with the people that's in the church, in my church,
right.
and outside my church, you know, and for us to be able to spend time with each other besides that, you know, even with the kids and whatnot. I love
that's
the kids.
Right.
I'm all for the youth. So that's very important to me. God bless us, you know, with having a church where people can come and fellowship together there, but I just know some people that say, oh, we're not doing potluck, and, you know, we don't come together and we don't do that, and I don't understand that. And Pastor Winston, I definitely want you to chime in on the power of prayer and the topic that we're talking about.
Oh, absolutely. I just came in. I came in probably on midway of this dialogue here. But as I was listening, I do hear, I think I do hear clearly the question, and there's a difference between our personal worship and our corporate worship.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible clearly tells us, and we know, that forsake not the assemblies of ourselves together in a manner that some have already. And so there's a difference. God wants us to come together as a body of Christ. And, you know, normally that's on a set time, a set day, a set week. Every church is different. But then as a good leader or pastor, you must teach the people to have their own private worship and private time with God. And if we look at scriptures, the disciples and those that were believers, they gathered together in house. They went from house to house, and they worship, and they praise, and they gave thanks to God. And that was called church. That was the assembly.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went out and did the ministry. They did kingdom work. They went out and compelled people to come to Christ. There was a group, an evangelistic group, that was at our ministry today, and I was talking with them. And I said, they was doing the work, and that was great. And so I asked them, I said, well, who's the pastor? I said, where's the pastor at? And they said, well, we don't have a pastor. We just go from area to area. And that was good. That was good. That was powerful. That was we could see that in Scripture. But I told them, I said, when the body of Christ operates like Christ wants, and I'll be the first to say that, and I may not be in this position, but I'll apologize for the church, because I understand that there's been a lot of church hurt. I've been church hurt.
And, yeah.
I think there's been a really misleading and disconnect from what Christ actually designed as the church. And it's just, I mean, people, it's hard for people to do ministry in the church, because people in the church shun you if you try to do anything according to the word of God. And that's just what it is. And I believe when you want to see a strong church thriving and doing the things that Christ compelled the church to do biblically in Scripture, you'll see the pastor, you'll see the evangelist, you'll see the teacher, you'll see the prophet, and you'll see the apostle. And no one's fighting each other, you know. But that evangelist, when the evangelist goes out into the field and people respond to their ministry, they need a pastor. They need a church. They need a body that when they give their life to the Lord, they can plug into, or you'll see the evangelist once every year. You know, so after the evangelist comes off the field, they need to go to a church, and God has set the pastor in the church, and God has his divine, I heard somebody say, order. And
that's
so
right.
if we do it like the scriptures say, we'll be fine. But what we have is the pastor fights the evangelist fights the pastor fights the prophet, won't let the prophet speak, you know, won't let the teacher teach. And it's just a big old mess. And so
it becomes a big mess
by itself, right? And you
but
see the
evangelist
by itself,
and then
right?
it turns that tool, that powerful tool, away. You should never starve the tools of God. There's
that's
no reason.
Right.
First of all, nobody wants to argue with their pastor. Nobody
that's
wants
right.
to go against their pastor. But I'll say this, and I'm going to share this with you, Pastor Winston, because I've said it before with the church. Sometimes the members of the church start to idolize the pastor.
Amen.
Stop
Hallelujah.
Doing that. Stop idolizing the pastor.
Stop,
and stop worshiping him, because
Amen.
You're putting both
this
of you guys in danger. You, because if the pastor fall, then you gonna feel like you fall because you idolize and you worship the pastor.
It's right.
You can correct me if I'm wrong, Pastor. It
that's
is
true.
A sin to idolize. You
that's
should
true.
Not be putting your pastor on a pedestal. He is a tool to be used. He is a messenger.
Sure.
He is
Thank
being
you.
Used by God, so please respect your pastor, of course, but don't be, I mean, I will say this because it's sad because I've seen it in a few churches where they worship and idolize the pastor so much that they were scared to even come and say hi to the pastor.
Mm-hmm. Right,
Something
right.
as simple as that. This is a man that's letting God use him as a tool to be able to give mm-hmm. you the word, to be able to teach you about God's love, to be able to teach you about wisdom, to be able to teach you about the righteousness, and you sitting up there putting him on a pedestal, and now you afraid to approach your pastor and say, Pastor, I didn't understand this, and this right here didn't make sense to me.
Pastor Weston, I was sitting up there thinking about when you were saying about the youth that you saw out there on the screen. They said they didn't have a pastor or a church to go to. This is something that they just go around and do. That's not decent order. That's not decent order. And what can happen when they're not doing things in decent order with the biblical way, the scripture, God's way, however you want to put it, is only God's way. The Bible.
Amen.
You understand
Amen.
What I'm saying? What can happen Amen. Is it can become a cult. You understand? Mm-hmm. Because the devil Amen. Will get into it. And Amen. So they have to be and they have to know how to do it right. If you're out in a street and you have one person speaking, is he a pastor? Do he know the word of God? Can he take you to a scripture? So they are allowing the devil to get into their circle. It's going to happen. Because they're not doing things in decent order. And God
Well, hold on, Tim. I got to disagree with you on that because you're speaking that into existence. You're speaking negativity into that. Of course,
no,
I
no,
agree
no.
with
I'm
you
not
saying
speaking,
that they
no,
need a pastor.
No, I'm
agreeing with you and saying that they definitely need a pastor, but saying that it's going to happen, that the devil is going
no,
to
no,
come
what
into
I'm saying,
that.
No, let me explain to you what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that if they're out there speaking and they're doing evangelism and they're not inside of the church, okay? And it's a possibility and it can happen. I'm not speaking inside of it. I'm just saying with the word. The biblical I'm gonna stick to what I said. What the word says, Pastor Weston. You understand what I'm saying? The word says Amen. You have to work in decent order. I can't change what the word says. I'm not speaking it in there. I'm speaking the truth. The bottom mm-hmm. line is if you are out there evangelism, what can happen, that's what the devil wants. They want them to do that. They want them to work not in decent order. The only way to the God's heart is decent order. If you're not in decent order, what will happen, I'm just going to say it because it's in the word, you will allow the devil to walk in. And it don't have to be the devil. Now remember, the devil's soldiers. The devil has soldiers. You understand what I'm saying? They will walk. They can walk in if they don't have the correct guidance. And the only way to do the correct, to have the correct guidance, is by doing it in decent order, God's way. Am I correct?
Well, let me ask you this, Kim. Let me ask you this. Now, say these same evangelists, and they're going out to the communities. Of course, it needs to be in decent order. What happens, and Pastor, you can help me out with this too. What happens when you have your pastor and you realize later on that pastor was teaching you false teachings? And also, the pastor was teaching the and I'm not going to say them, I don't even know who they are, but, you know, that the pastor was teaching false teachings. Like, they were getting the word for themselves. They started to study the word and started to have a relationship with God, and things started to get revealed to them. And then they realized what that pastor was teaching them was false teachings.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Right. And that can happen.
What happens next for them? Like,
okay.
I guess that's what I'm on my spirit right now. Like, what if you find out that you've been being taught false teachings, and that this particular pastor, and he has his church, and everything that he was doing, well, the majority of everything that he was doing turned out to be for self-gain, and that he didn't have any intentions of allowing any of the members in the church to grow and to be able to allow to teach them to how to allow God to reveal their purpose to them. What happens when that happens to you? Like, I haven't had that happen to me, but for some reason I'm thinking about this right now. But what happens to people who receive false teachings, and how do they go about putting that trust back into them to be able to trust another pastor, to be able to teach them the correct way and be able to be faithful and be able to be true to that without having any doubt in their mind about this because of what another pastor did.
And Pastor Winston, you can answer that because I'm going to say too, and I understand what Diva is speaking, is talking about because I have been in that situation. I never stopped loving the Lord. I knew that the Lord was still there, but my fear was of going back. Now, let me rephrase that. I didn't have a fear. It was finding a church. What I learned that all churches have their problems. It doesn't matter what church you go into. All churches have their problems. But at the same token, if you're out there and you, I never lost my faith. I just lost faith in that pastor. And I personally believe there are some pastors out here that are chosen by God, and there are some that choose that lifestyle for the money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Absolutely. They and that's pretty ironic because this morning in our morning manna, I spoke about that very situation, and I spoke about from Matthew's 15th chapter about the blind leading the blind, and how it's very important not to get caught up in personality of the preacher, the pastor, the evangelist, rather than hearing the voice of God through the vessel that he's using. And so, you know, the Bible is very clear. The blind lead the blind, they're both going to fall in the ditch. And it does sound unfair, but it's so naturally true. If I'm blind, you blind, how can we see where we're going? You know? If I'm following anyone, I'm listening attentively. I'm not going to be distracted. And I want to see God working in my life. The word that the person is sowing, male or female, into my life, I got to see the manifestation of the word. If not, if I'm not being fed spiritually, if I can't see God working on different areas in my life, then I must be in the wrong place, you know. And that comes down to a good pastor or leader teaching the word of God thoroughly. I mean, the people should be growing, should become like the Church of Berean, students of the Word of God. And they went back and studied the Word of God to make sure the preacher was right. So we have an obligation for ourselves in knowing the Word of God and making sure we know between truth and error. And when we do hear error, we should be able to know it because you're so right. And I heard you earlier talking about the pastor or whoever is ministering, they're just a vessel. And so we got to hear the shepherd's voice through the instrument he's using. You know, it's no difference from a person playing a saxophone. You hear the sound.
Oh,
but there's a person using the instrument that you hear the sound. And so all glory goes to God because he's speaking through his vessel, his instrument. And so you got to be able to hear the shepherd's voice through the pastor. When I stop hearing the shepherd's voice, I stop listening to you because you're going to lead me to a ditch. You're going to lead me to somewhere.
Hey, I ain't trying to get about that ditch, man.
And I can't get out of, you know. And that's why I apologize because if everybody accept my apology because the church and there's some churches that's doing it right. I'm not saying every church. But there's some church that hurt a lot of people, and I've been one of those people. There's the church that's put a lot of anointed people in the corner and pushed it down. But we see that with Saul and David. I mean, the anointed people get set out in the field. They don't get invited in. They don't get invited in. They don't get invited in. They're the last one to come in. They stay out in the field. Why everybody gets an opportunity to get in position. And that's just biblical, and we see it. It happens for years, and it's going to continue to happen.
Absolutely.
And I don't know the names, but I just to answer the sister that was talking about the group being out of order. I mean, that's biblically biblically correct, and it's just the hard truth because, you know, Jesus looked and out into the congregation, and he began to weep because the people were like sheep having no shepherd. You know, they didn't have no leader, and they was what they was doing was right, and in all honesty and integrity, and you know, trying to do the right thing, but they just had no shepherd. You know,
right.
And
they need one.
Yeah, and that's just God's
way
order. But
that's right.
On the reverse side, there, if I've been there and I know that pain, and you just want to do the will of God. All I wanted
to do
was preach on the street corner. That's what I told them, and I understand their pain. I know they're hurt, and they just need to know that the church is not disconnected, and that's what Blessed Temple has been trying to do. Because I see that hurt, I see that pain, and I want our young people. They don't dress like I've been raised old school. They don't dress like we did at old school, you know. A lot of them were wearing skinny jeans. Now, you won't catch me in those skinny jeans, but, you know.
And I don't know why I'm passing. No, I'm joking.
You know what I'm saying? But
wait, I want to go to a couple more callers, Pastor. Just stay with me.
Okay.
Don't go nowhere. I'm Diva Ebony B, and that's Lady Survivor over there. That is my partner in praise over there. And this is Spiritual Feeding. Yes, let's go ahead. Because this person been waiting for a while. 253-283, you're now live on Spiritual Feeding. Pastor Praise.
Pastor Praise. You know who it is? It's one and only Man God Outreach reaching out.
Ronnie, don't be coming up in here nonchalant. You see all this food on the table? You better act like it's a buffet of praise up in here. Ronnie, you know, like, yeah, that's on some chicken.
I just want some beans tonight.
If you ain't come for the whole buffet, then you need to go ahead and go back and get you a bigger plate. It ain't going to work out.
I'm hearing you tonight. You on fire tonight. Calm down. But listen, Outreach, you know I'm going to give her this because she beat me up and put me in the corner and made me go in there and put my biscuits back in the oven. And I'm putting my biscuits out of the oven and listen. Because Outreach, and I agree with what, first of all, let me do this. That's my pastor's on that line. So y'all need to calm down and get some teaching and let him give y'all some of that gravy over top of that meat. So anyway,
right.
Now that we got that said.
Go ahead. That's right. After the game in here with meat. Do you hear me? Yes. That's what we need.
That's
come
right.
on up in
that's
with
right.
spiritual feeding so, with the meat.
And I agree with what he said. We do need a pastor to guide us when we go outside of the churches and feed us the word and give us decency and in order. But when we do leave outside the four walls, because I've been sharing with Sister Ebony for the last couple of weeks, it's about fellowshipping outside of the church, because what's been taking place, we wait till Tuesday and we wait till Sunday to fellowship with one another, because that's protocol.
That's right.
We no longer doing protocol. When we say we're going to left from the church and
sustain
the church, we're doing murder. We're doing ministry. If we're doing ministry, that means everybody we see, everybody we come in contact with, we're going to show ourselves funny to gain friends. But in the same token, we're going to share about the good guy the guy that's brought us from where we came from. We're going to tell them about Jesus. So let's not be around of course. We're going to tell them about Jesus. When we come in contact with people in our passing in the supermarket, we smiling and being friendly to people because we want them to see the Jesus in us. So
that's right.
My thing is, I've been studying about the church, because when Jesus went to the cross, the church is still at the cross.
Mm.
The church is still at the cross. Now look, and then here we go. We rise again on Easter. We should have been rose. Yeah, because the cross represents death. Come on now, because I don't take nothing from the old way people are teaching and the way they did church. I don't take that away, because that's what got us through. And
that's
what
got
us the morals and the values that we have today. So I'm not disputing that. But what I'm saying is when you led us to the cross and we said that God dwells in us and he lives in us, we have to come to a point where we come out of that baby stage and say, now I'm a son and a daughter of Christ. Now I know that, watch this, I know now that Jesus dwells in me and I am the God that dwells in me. So that means whatever he gave me and the word, watch this, we got to do this too, God, I got to share this, because the word come by hearing.
And hearing by.
The faith come by hearing from hearing the word of God from a man or woman of God. So once we get that word, we should be grown enough to go outside the wall and fellowship with all different kind of people. So stop shutting the door in of the whole witnesses faith. Stop shutting the door in of Catholic faith, and let's give them the truth of the matter and the meat that was been given to us. And it's about fellowshipping and networking, because when we keep shutting the door, we're going to keep adding the religious wars and battles and different denominations. We're not going to come together. But we are living in a time and a day where we need to come together and start doing ministry. And ministry, all ministry is, watch this, all ministry is, in the modern term, is kingdom business, kingdom work. Let's keep it real simple, because that's what's been taking place. We've been confusing this thing for so long, and we're not understanding what's really taking place. What's really taking place is we need to show ourselves ready. As Christians, I don't care what church or denomination you come from, but I'm teaching you that we can fellowship outside of church. I don't care what denomination of church you go to. If you say you're a Christian, I say I'm a Christian, and you say you're a son of God, and you're a daughter of God, so let's start treating each other accordingly. And that's from the word that's been given to us from the man and woman of God. So when we go outside the wall, I don't need the pastor with me, because when I go in on Sundays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays, or when I decide to go and network and fellowship with God on my personal time, and then call my pastor for some advice, that's giving me enough strength and enough, watch this, ability to go outside the walls and compel the people. God said, go compel the people to me. See, what we're trying to do as Christians, we're trying to compel them to get them saved right now, get their life changed right now. That ain't happening. It ain't going to happen. It's a process, and we need to stop trying to please God overnight. We can't please him overnight. We can praise him all day and all night, but we can't please him overnight. So, Lady Survivor, come on down. And I know my pastor got some more meat, but hey, I don't want to change the concept.
I definitely have to do that. All right. Y'all gonna learn today. Pastor Winston, are you enjoying yourself on spiritual feeding? You see all these people eating around here.
Well, I don't know what kind of time Pastor got for.
Yes, this is awesome. This is a blessing.
I want you guys to make sure everybody that's tuned in right now to Spiritual Feeding right here on Diva Spy Radio, I definitely want y'all go and worship and go to the Blessed Temple Ministries Church of God in Christ, and it's at 4818 East Portland Avenue in Tacoma, Washington. I definitely want you to go out and worship with Pastor Winston and First Lady Winston as well. Make sure you guys go and check them out. Pastor Winston, do you guys have a Facebook or a Twitter or something like that where they can go online and check you guys out right now?
Yes, we don't have a website or anything like that, but we do have an email, and that's blessedtemple@yahoo.com. And if you email us, we can definitely get you some information about our ministry and the things that we're trying to do, and give you an event calendar where you can check us out, because we got a lot of things planned for the community and outreach. And also we have Man of God Outreach, Brother Rodney, who has a powerful ministry in which Blessed Temple blesses off on. And we help him as much as we can, and we support his ministry and the things that he's doing. So, you know, he has this skating party coming up, and he has a lot of things for the community that he's trying to do. We're connected. Both of our ministries is connected with World Vision, in which we'll be able to really be a blessing, and thank God for that outreach ministry. We'll really be able to be a blessing with giveaways to the community. So I'm excited because like I told the group this morning, I told them that the Bible says that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. And then the Bible tells us to pray to the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his vineyard. And so I told them that I understand very clearly I cannot do this by myself. I'm not intimidated by anybody and anybody's anointing and gift. I'm praying not only for the harvest, and I'm trying to reach them, but I'm also praying to the Lord of the harvest that he sent forth some labor to help me with this
That's
harvest.
Right.
And so I really believe in working together. But I'm like the lady, we got to do things God's way, and we'll
That's
see
right.
the blessing.
The lady survivor does believe in order. Point blank period. She is cut
Amen.
And dry on order.
Amen.
She does
Amen.
Not move on it. She will listen to you and understand it, but she is cut and dry on order. She does not move.
I cannot move. I cannot
Amen.
Move. The only way to go is through God. You have to do things in decent order. When you fall out of decent order, I've been in the church that I was broken, and I was speaking to a pastor from Florida. I was speaking to a pastor from Florida just not too long ago, and I was
pastor
talking
Smith.
About, Pastor Smith. I'm sorry, Pastor Smith, not too long ago, and I was just stating how a lot of times, you know, these churches worship the man, the flesh, the saint, like we are, and when our children, I'm a child abuse awareness advocate. When our children are being abused and molested inside of these churches, when you have members that are 3,000, 4,000 members, do you think a child, really, that a child that's 6 or 7 years old going to say, oh, this pastor is molesting me or raping me, and everybody is, and he see how everybody is worshiping him? Do you really think that's how they're able to get away with it?
That's
we
right.
need to
that's
stop
right.
worshiping the man and hear
right.
the word and worship God. We fall so short on that. I refuse. I'm going to stand strong on the word. I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
Okay. Let's go ahead and take a short break. I want to get into
I love you, Pastor Winston. I love you.
I love you, too.
Before you take that break, don't forget about that EBA community event.
Yes.
Thank you, sis. I know you got it.
I got you. It's going to be Get excited, you guys.
I'm coming.
Yeah, you definitely. We're going to put you on a flight. I got that kingdom culture over here. All I got to do, ask God, he just make it happen. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. But, yeah, it's going to be the Easter egg hunt. I'm so excited about this. I actually can't wait because I'm a big kid. And it's going to be at Dawson Park on 90th and Portland Avenue. It's going to be April the 13th. April the 7th, Saturday, April the 7th, is going to be the community Easter egg hunt. It's going to be at Dawson Park, 90th and Portland Avenue from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. There's going to be food and games and music and prizes. And, you know, we're asking for each family to bring one large bag of wrap candy, just one large bag of wrap candy. Go ahead and go to the Dollar Tree and go ahead and pick that up. You go to Safeway, however you want to do it. You know, if you can, if not, just please feel free to come anyway. You know, even
right.
if you can't bring something, come out anyways and enjoy some good food, some good time. Watch Diva Ebony B run and jump all in the field like she's crazy. Post it on Facebook, of course. Because I'm going to have me some fun in my Easter dress. Know that. Blessed Temple Ministries is throwing this event, and we thank you guys for doing that. Pastor Winston and First Lady Winston is going to be again. Join them, you guys.
Man.
Saturday, April the 7th, is going to be Community Easter Egg
of course, we're going to have the plastic eggs. We won't be putting real eggs in the grass outside, mothers and fathers. I feel your spirit. It's not going down like that. But, again, it's going to be at the Dawson Park on 90th and Portland Avenue at 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. And, again, there's going to be some food and some games and some prizes. We're going to have some good food, some good fun, and some good fellowship. You already know what it is. Also, I'm going to post it on my website, too. www.divaspotradio.com. That's www.divaspotradio.com. And all you got to do is go to Diva Spot Events. Blessed Temple Ministries is already there. Their address and everything is already there, but we're going to post the event as well, and you guys are going to be seeing it promoted on Twitter and Facebook. We want the community to come out because we know
that
the community comes out. We know that you care about your community, so you guys make sure you get ready to have some fun. And I think I'm going to go ahead and add for this thing right here, do a little contest for some Easter colors. I want to see these kids come out Easter colors.
I really wish I could be there. I wish I could be there, but I'm going to pray, you know, for you guys, that all the kids come out, and, you know, that you worship and you enjoy yourself, because you make me want to shout, get your hands up and shout.
Go ahead and take a break, you guys. I want y'all to get Poetic Lace is a gospel artist, and he's just wonderful. We had him on Frontline Fridays, and he has this song called Broken Wings. It's wonderful. You guys go ahead and tune in live on Diva Spot Radio, Spiritual Obedience. Get your plates, because we eating, a.k.a. your Bible.
It's so hard to fly when your wings are broken. I guess it's hard to see God when you're so blind. You still gotta look for that light though. Tell him, Nova.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Lord, so that I may fly away. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Lord, so that I may fly away.
Boy, I'm trapped in enigma. I'm at the kind of jail asking why you pulled the trigger. It must have been confusion from the blunts and the liquor. Seeing you in here only makes me get sicker. I'm mad, I'm pissed, I'm something like a bladder. Most my dog slipped when I started up the ladder. We were close friends, but you never helped my struggle. It was mostly criticizing, pointing out my trouble. Don't get it wrong, the love was there. But in my heart, I couldn't really say you cared. That's like the women came around trying to get paid. But in the end, every single one felt played. No PS3, Nintendo, we are Xbox. That's so ironic, cause the game don't stop. I can remember every girl that I slept with. But I wish I could forget that we did it.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. So that I may fly away.
Yes, so has to go on. My brother's been praying that he just holds on. My mom's been praying that my brother comes home. The streets ain't really what you wanna call home. It's like times get hard. The harder we grow, we growing hard. So what else do we know? It's a hard night life, and I had to live it twice. So many mistakes, but God still treats me nice. I'm wondering and pondering, thinking and blinking. Keep a sober mind. Far from drinking, I gotta do it. Crabs in the pot, they tryna pull me down, cause the water is hot. The water is scorching, the water is scorching. These crabs so deceitful, cause they know it's approaching. Step around the corner, please pull me out of terror. I'm only 23, but I know the pallbearer.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Oh, Lord, so that I may fly. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. So that I may fly away.
Waking up in the morning, I got a sad surprise. I lost my closest homie to a game of homicide. We in the city where you see the skinny dudes die. It's important that we pray just to keep by. I'm at a funeral, his mom is crying on my shoulder. They had my blood flowing slower, now my heart's colder. So I invested in some heat in case I have to teach. Then I heard, grab your Bible, keep that in your reach. Lord, pardon my mistakes, I had to play my hand. No space, hearts of diamonds, such a tragic hand. So I went to the clubs, looking for some love. Never realized all the while it's God that I shoved. God is good, man, I promise you can make it through. Bow down, confess, Christ is what you have to do. It's nothing to it, speak your heart, shouldn't feel shook. If you don't know what to say, just repeat the hook.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation.
Welcome back, you guys. Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Evie DB, live on Spiritual Feeding. I got my co-host, Lady Survivor, live in the building with us. We also got Pastor Winston live holding us down right here on Spiritual Feeding. Of course, there's always food because it's the word of God. It's unlimited. Unlimited food. Not like how you go to those other buffets and they say it's unlimited and things run out. No, nothing will run out here. And big shout out to Blessed Temple Ministries for coming through. We appreciate you, Pastor, for being here. Big shout out to Jit Chronicles in the chat room. We definitely see you. Big shout out to our guests. I wanted to come back with the scripture here. And of course, you know, I got to testify about this. Big shout out to Common. I love this instrumental. It's just pretty dope. That's right. You accuse me of it. Yes, I wanted to come from the scripture here, and it comes from Matthew chapter 14, verse 23. Get your plates out, y'all, a.k.a. your Bible. We eat it. Spiritual feed it. Matthew chapter 14, verse 23, it says, "And when he, Jesus, has sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening came, and when the evening was come, he was there alone." And that's Matthew chapter 14, verse 23. And I said that scripture because sometimes we are in need of refreshment. Like, we need to kind of recharge. And it's going to take for us, like, even after Jesus, you know, fought against evil and he performed miracles, he took the time out to go and pray alone. Not with everybody else. He ain't bring nobody else with him. He ain't bring Craig and Day-Day. He ain't bring Diva Ebony Bree. He bring Lady Survivor. He ain't bring Pastor Wes. He bring nobody. He went up in the mountain to pray with himself. But, you know, the challenges of the Christian journey is to know how, just to know how and when to stop serving and to begin seeking, y'all. We got to know when to stop serving and start seeking. A lot of times we must give up, you know, the comfort of the crowd, of everybody being around us all the time, and start practice being alone. And that's why we're doing this topic of power of prayer, the power of prayer. The goal is not to just simply give up companionship, but just to intentionally create a space in which we can examine our hearts and become aware of our deepest feelings. And sometimes we got to be, a lot of times, not sometimes, thank you, Lord, a lot of times we need to be by ourselves. I've seen plenty of pastors, you know, they be in their chambers before and after the service, and they're praying with themselves. You know, you cannot interrupt him because he's praying. He's with God right now. You know, I just want to give y'all a little homework. Just before you start your day, you know, just set aside a few moments, at least 10, just to simply sit in the presence of God. Just sitting in the presence of God.
And you can give him 10. You can give him 10. You can give God 10 and stop making excuses. Give God 10 minutes.
That's right. Give God 10 and stop making excuses. But when you're doing that, when you're sitting in the presence of God, what you're doing is you're listening for the truth, y'all. The
Amen.
Truth that is made known in silence. You always hear that little voice, that whisper of voice. You're sitting in the presence of God. You're sitting with yourself, you and him, and you're listening for the truth. You know, that is made known to you in the silence. Just mark this precious time, you know, off in your daily planner. This time right here is more important than going to get your hair done, nails done, everything done. It's more important than going to the grocery store. It's non-negotiable. Like, this time is for you and God, for you to sit in the presence of God. You should be jumping for joy right now that you get to sit in the presence of God. We talked about grace and mercy a lot. Grace is when God give you the things every day that we do not deserve, like life.
That's right.
And mercy is when God withhold the things that we're not ready for right now. So be thankful for grace and mercy. You want to set aside this time for the Lord. You know, you may have to just seize the moment. Seize the moment when you can just silence in solitude. You know, get up a few minutes earlier. Wake up a few minutes early. Set your clock 30 minutes, 15 minutes earlier. If you want to do 15 minutes of fame, I know a lot of people make this thing sappy, however they want to do it. But you're a long time on the way to work or before you go into the building, just sit there and talk to God. You have a relationship. In any relationship that we in, we got to put in some time, some love, some understanding, some communication. Same thing, but that relationship with God is a lot more important than our earthly relationships. And I can't speak to you, I will not, and I can't speak to you about something that has not happened to me. I'm just one of them people. As I minister to you, I minister to myself. So anything that Diva Ebony B says to you on the show, off the show, is because I already been through it, and I pray that
Amen.
God use me as a tool. I'm very humble. Let's go to the hotlines and get some more love because they lighten up. That's where we got it. All we ask that you be in a quiet place so we can be able to hear you clearly. 253-468. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio with Diva Ebony B. Lady Survivor, Pastor Winston is live in the building on Spiritual Feeding. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hello.
253-468.
Yes, this DeAndre, what's going on?
Hey, Z, welcome to the show. Welcome to Spiritual Feeding. We're talking about power and praise. Roz is in the building.
Yes, it's Roz. You know what I mean? I'm enjoying everything you guys saying. It's true. You know what I mean? I can tell it's from the heart. Hope everybody's taking this serious right now. Like she was saying, God deserves to come first in all of our lives. You know what I mean? Wake up early, set that time, make sure we stay prayed up every morning. I like
Amen.
How God takes go to that secret place. That secret place can be anywhere. That can be in the car. That can be in the bathroom. That can be anywhere. You know what I mean? We might not have a mountain by us, but that secret place alone can be anywhere. That can be in our bedroom, in the living room, in the kitchen. Just find that place and do that every morning.
Every morning.
You have no distractions.
You're quiet. You can
just hear from God, too, when you're in that quiet place with him.
Amen.
Because our minds is like highways, DeAndre. Like, once we start getting up and we don't, and DeAndre taught me this too. He said, if you don't study your word every day and stay in the word, you're going to fall. Pride comes before the downfall. And I had to learn that. But DeAndre set me down, and like I said early in the show, I made sure I shouted y'all out. You and Donald Jr. set me down like, look, you got to get this word and you got to practice your word every day. You got to feed yourself. And if we don't do that early in the morning or in our private time, our mind becomes highways when we start getting up. Up, got to get the kids up, got to make breakfast, got to go to work. They become highways. So in that clutter, God take the back burner so many times through our daily tasks that we have that's so small, that's so minute.
Yeah.
And you're right, D. D saw me that. He said, Ev, you got to stay in that word and you got to read your word every day. Because as soon as you stop reading it, then it's kind of like I start taking off pieces of armor. Like I took off my chest plate, I took off my helmet, and I made myself vulnerable.
Right. And like you say like you just said, Ebony, I can't tell you nothing that I haven't been through myself. When I quit reading my word, I noticed I started to fall off. So I know what works for me and what works for you, it can work for everybody. And like a lot of people know about my testimony, I was saved in prison. In prison, all you got is quiet time in that cell, just you and God alone all the time. And when I was released, I was hit with so much stuff, with jobs and my kids and family. People ain't seen me in a long time. I was forgetting to worry. I wasn't putting God first, and I was slowly seeing myself just fall off. Bad company was corrupting me, and I had to shake it off and get back right. I had to. Because you might not know the negative friends, they you get around all that cussing and you think that you're good, but slowly, not surely, you will end up just like them. So you got to, it's okay to love your friends, but you got to stay positive and stay focused and let them know you love them, but you want some other stuff right now.
DeAndre, I'm going to say this to you. I'm going to read this to you. It says, when God speaks to my heart, my child, your focus on me is vital. When your focus on me is sharp, all else falls into line. Listen quietly. Still your inner being. I can overcome the outside disturbance so you can hear my voice above the clatter. But it is in the stillness that real fellowship with me is found. Communion with me is a two-way street. It must be pursued with diligence and regulatory. I think I pronounced that correctly. Yeah. Pastor, you got me? Just pray about it. Okay. Do not let the trials of this world intervene. My light shall shine through all the dark corners. New areas of your life shall come to light that have not been revealed before. Fill your days with my presence. Listen to my heart. And we all fall short on that. And that's why I say you got to stay prayed up in the Lord. And, you know, 10 minutes, you know, it makes me so mad. You know, Lord, please forgive me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me. Because we won't even give God 10 minutes. But when we get into a mess, we'll pray to him and we'll be like, Lord, can you help me? Can you do this? Or you're going to call on the Lord now, but you couldn't give him 10 minutes. But you want him to clean up your mess that you've been in for years. He's not a genie. He's not a genie. You've been in your mess for years. Don't expect for him to clean it up overnight. You know, you have to stay prayed up. And you and just like, you know, I'm sorry, gentlemen. I forgot your name. I'm going to say D. DeAndre. I'm sorry, sir. But DeAndre, you're absolutely right. The people that you're around, it's just like dead weight. You know, when the Lord removes someone out your life, and you're trying to figure out, well, what happened to that person? The Lord removed them. Don't go looking for them. He removed them for a reason. You know, I don't like a lot of garbage. Garbage, dead garbage, and dead weight on me. I always carry my armor with me. I am fully armored when I go out in this world because this world is too worldly for me. Basically, it really is. I'm not perfect. You know, we were born to sin. We're going to sin every day.
And that's what I wanted to say, too. Like, you know, even within our journeys, journeys in our walk with Christ and our walk of righteousness, as we learn each and every day, even if you fall, please don't get down on yourself and start having a pity party. Because as soon as you have a pity party, you're going to call up somebody, this happened, and you having a pity party, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. They're going to turn around and have a talk about tea party about you. Then you're going to be mad because you went to them. You're supposed to go to God for everything. But they say it in the Bible, the righteous fell seven times.
Not to
give you an excuse, but to show you that you can pick yourself back up and keep going. I mean, you have to keep going. That's just the most important thing. Encourage yourself. Stop looking around for everybody to encourage you. You encourage yourself in the Word. You go out in fellowship. You go out and visit other churches. You go out and you get the Word from your pastor, but you search that thing for yourself. Stop depending on somebody else. First of all, your church members, your family members, your spouse, your pastor, nobody can give you your purpose and reveal your purpose to you besides God. That's why we talk about the power of prayer. It's been days that I done prayed, just prayed until I sweated, and I was releasing some things out. I needed this time to prayer and release these things out of me, but I was getting honest with God about what was going on with me. I'm not going to say don't. Thank you, Lord. Correction. Thank you, Lord, for correcting me. If you want to pray, keep it 100 with God, because he know everything about you.
That's right.
The author, and he is the finisher of you. So if you going, if you trying to hide something from you, then you're not going to get your answer. You're not going to be able to release that because you're not keeping it 100. And a lot of people say, oh, God know my heart. God know my heart. The heart is a liar.
So are you saying that God know that I'm a liar?
I'm gonna say that, and let me just put a disclaimer out there. That's my personal opinion, y'all. That's not what God said. There you go.
I'm gonna say this, DeAndre, that you know people fail to realize when you're pointing a finger at someone and you're talking about someone. Everyone that lives, if you're breathing right now, you have a testimony. Everyone has a testimony, and it just says your testimony might be different from mine. You know, in order for me to have to receive, for to be used as a vessel, you have to forgive. And I have to forgive my racist. And the people always wonder, oh, like, I will never do that. Oh, yeah, you would. Oh, yeah, you would. You would want to do that. You would want to forgive. So we all, you were locked up. I was raped when I was 11. And I had to forgive my racist. I had to forgive my family member. But the bottom line is, you know, people are so quick to judge. But we all have a testimony. It's just that some people are strong with Christ, and they basically they don't mind sharing. You're not supposed to hold on to your testimony. If people stop holding on to their testimony, they can make this world a better place. They really can, because they're going to help the next person. You know, Jesus. If people don't wake up, really, seriously, wake up, people, wake up.
You ain't never lied about that, man. I want y'all to take the power of prayer and run with that thing and hold on to it and just keep praying and be patient and wait. Just wait. Just wait for it to be revealed and just keep pushing. Even if, you know, just keep pushing. Try to stay faithful, you know. Not even try. Just stay faithful to God. That's the most important thing. Don't worry about what man is saying. Please don't worry about what man say. And don't worry about what the world say. And I'm just so thankful for my pastor, Pastor Donald Shorter. He taught me the world hates you. The world hates you because you are not of the world. The world hates you. So I'm glad that he gave me that understanding. And one thing my pastor taught me, three things. Never talk bad about the pastor and no other pastor. The second thing is to pay your tithes and offering. You do not want to rob God. And also show up to the church when they're having functions.
That's
important. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. Do I do all of that? Well, I don't talk back about my pastor. But do I do all of those? No. All the time, no. But as I pray every day, God, when it's time for you to use me, Lord, and to move me, use me in that way. But always support. Always support your church. Always support your pastor. If there is not nothing that's, like, really, really wrong, if you know that it's real wrong, then, you know, continue to support. Continue to support your spiritual leaders. You know, and I know a lot of people have been hurt out here. 206-962. Is that you, Pastor? Pastor Winston?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay, cool. But always continue to support one another, and the power of prayer and fellowship is very important in forgiveness. Lady Survivor, I'm so glad that you talked about forgiveness, because if you do not forgive somebody that hurt you, you are going to continue to be their victim. You are
their victim. You will be in bondage.
You are going to be in bondage because you're sitting around saying, that's all right. The karma's going to come back. God going to get them. God going to get them. But you don't even realize that you already getting your karma. Because you're waiting on them to get theirs. What are you waiting on them to get their karma for something bad to happen to them? Like, are you serious?
And you pray and understand this. Fallen pastors do fall because they're made of flesh, you know. They're no different than us. They have a calling. They have they're been used as a vessel to bring the word. But if you are sitting under a pastor and you're looking at the word of God and he's talking through the flesh, and that's the word of God, then it's time for your move. You're not getting fed. You're not getting fed. I'm going to keep it real. You're not getting fed. And if you're looking at the Word of God and he's saying something else, but it's not in the Word of God, then there's a problem. And if you go back to keep on going back to following Sunday, and, you know, and he's not with the Word, it's time for you to get up and move. Because it's not right. That's basically is saying that this pastor was not chosen by God. He chose this lifestyle. You know, there is a difference. Understand that there is a difference. But if
I like that. He was not chosen by God, but he chose his lifestyle.
That's his lifestyle. Because the ones that chose this lifestyle, they don't know the Word. They know a little bit of it, enough to get them by, to get that money, to get their riding those big, nice cars and all that little famous. You know, that's foolishness to me. Foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Your church is starving, and you're riding around in a 2012 Lincoln. You know, come on now. God didn't work like that. God worked in decent order.
Let's go to the hotlines and get some more praise. We're going to pass the praise. Let's pass the praise to 253-282. We're going to pass the praise over to you.
Hey, this is Jeremiah Montez from Tacoma, Washington. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine, Jeremiah. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you called in. Big round of applause to you, man. I'm just so glad that you're here. It's just a blessing to have you in the building, Jeremiah. You're doing a lot of things, especially with the youth, and it's just amazing. So thank you for being here, Jeremiah. I'm going to let you go ahead and chime in.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, first of all, I want to thank you guys, everything. This is the time that I've been listening here in this short time. I've been blessed with everything, and I agree with you guys are saying. And Ebony was telling me what the topic was for tonight, and, I mean, I had to say something because just like you were saying about not sharing your testimony, that is such a blessing because for the longest time, you know, with that whole topic over raping that was going on, I was raped and molested at the age of 7, and I hid it for 13 years. I was afraid to say anything. I was afraid to, you know, let anybody know because I was afraid, you know, what is the world going to think of me? So I hid that, and that tore me up because I didn't even know it was a testimony or anything like that. You know, I was afraid of the world, so I was afraid to go into church. I was afraid to go around guys, anything like that. And so it was like it was hard for me, but then finally going into the church and wanting to come back into Christ, you know, just praising and praying to know that those people that were reaching out and to, you know, our youth and that reached out to me, brought me in, prayed me through it, and then finally brought it out after 13 years. And then I read the book Healing of the Masculine Soul, and, I mean, that put me where I am today. That and God is what brought me. I'm sorry. Okay.
Go ahead, Jeremiah.
So, with that and the fact that those that were willing to reach out and grab the youth, you know, they wouldn't have grabbed me and I wouldn't be where I am now. And, I mean, I am so blessed and anointed by God just for having that 10 minutes every morning. Because, I mean, the trials and tribulations come to me every single day when I get out of my bed. You know, I get a phone call, I got someone saying, hey, I need you to pray with me or I need you to deal with this or deal with this because this is going on. And, I mean, if I'm not prayed up myself, I'm ready to pull out my own hair and freak out and say, you know, I can't do this. But
if
like, I
get
up every morning,
I'm going to pray for somebody else.
Amen, right? But, I mean, that's why I love everything that you guys are saying and, you know, your guys' heart to reach out to the youth and just the community all together because, I mean, that's my heart and my goal is to, you know, why I went to Faith Evangelical Seminary was so that I could become a sexual abuse counselor so I can help these other teens that are going through rape or have gone through it, you know, and how to get over that because God can't bring you out of that.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
And Jeremiah, you
have no more bondage, baby. There is no more bondage on you. And understand this, you know, Jesus died on the cross. Look at it this way. God gave his only begotten son, correct?
He's
on the cross for our sins, correct? Okay.
Correct.
There was the soldiers around them. And what makes them, you know, I'm going to put myself in this predicament because I was raped at 11 by my sister's husband. So what I'm going to say to you is what makes me think that I'm any better from Jesus. If God gave his son to die on the cross for our sins, why can't we be used as a testimony to change someone's life? And what you just said, if you want to help someone out that has been sexually abused, do you know that's what I do? That's what I do. I'm a child abuse awareness advocate. We don't look at it, don't ever look at it like it was your fault. Just look at yourself as a vessel. We all have a testimony. It's just that our testimony is a different walk. If I had to go back, I'm going to tell you just like this, Jeremiah. If I had to go back again and go through my testimony, be raped all over again, I will do it to be where I'm at today. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, that is what God had. God already has your life written out. You know, you can't get mad. If God got mad and got off the cross, we wouldn't be here today. If Jesus,
Jesus just got mad and just said, you know what, forget this. I'm getting off this cross.
Forget this. So when people say, you know, well, how can you say you can go back and be raped? The same way Jesus stood up there and took your sins, I can go back and be raped and then start all over again because I already know where I'm going to be at.
Amen.
I will give my life away for my children. If God came down here today and said, Kim, there will be no more child abuse towards our children, I will give myself away. I wouldn't second guess him at all. I'd be like, I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I agree.
I agree with everything that you're saying because, I mean, at first, when I first started telling people, I was afraid to tell people about it because, you know, I was afraid how people would look at me and, you know, I worked so hard to build the relationships with the people that I have that I was afraid, you know, if I tell you this is what happened to me, you know, are you going to treat me differently? Are you going to cast me out and say, you know, you can't be with us because this happened to you? But then it was like as I said it more and more and kind of used it as a testimony, really prayed on it, it was to a point where now I'm proud, you know. I'm not proud that, you know, it's happening to people, but I'm proud that I can say, you know, I was and I overcame it and I came across that mountain and now I know that I'm blessed and anointed and I'm a warrior of Christ that's going to go out there and do mighty things.
That's right. That's right. Because now guess what you have? Guess what you have, Jeremiah? You have your vessel and you have your purpose. A lot of people can't say it. I love you, Jeremiah. I love you, and I'm going to pray for you.
Thank you very much. I mean, I love you ladies and everything that you're doing right now. It's just been a blessing to listen to you guys, and I was kind of iffing on whether to say what I was going to say tonight, but it was like it just kept hitting me. So I was like, okay, God, you told me today in service today because the pastor was talking about straying off on your own because you don't want – or you pray and you ask for God to give you that message or to give you something that he has for you, and then when he gives it to you, you let the enemy sneak in and say, no, you don't want that. So he's kind of like, okay, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to sit quietly. So I said, no, I've done that too many times. I'm going to open my mouth. I'm going to let the Lord speak because I was told in church today that the Lord is going to speak through me, and it's not going to be my words. It's going to be his words, and that I need to just open my mouth and let him speak out. So I said, I'm going to speak out and say what needs to be said.
Well, we appreciate that, Jeremiah. We definitely appreciate that. We definitely appreciate you coming through. Jeremiah, stay with us. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to keep your mic open. The guidelines are still lighting up, and I want to be able to give everybody a chance to come in and speak as well. So let's pass the praise on the left-hand side. Pass the praise on the left-hand side. Let's go to 206-679. We passing the praise to you. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good, Ebony? This is Chosen.
Chosen, what's going on?
All right. I just woke up. Yeah. I didn't know you were all here.
You just woke up and came to get you some spiritual feeding?
Yeah, I didn't know you was on the air. I was like, oh, man, shoot, let me hop on here. So, yeah,
me and Lady Sabavi is here. Don't worry about it. Me and Lady Sabavi is here. Jeremiah is in the building. Pastor Winston is in the building. Everybody is up in here. We are eating. Your course is always a buffet. Here and our topic tonight is power of praise. So we're going to go ahead and pass this miracle macaroni over to you and this salvation salmon your way. I just like to do that. I'm weird.
No, I want choice at collard greens because he want that's a lot of collard greens with some neck bones and stuff. Go ahead, Tori.
See, I think that's praying is everything, man. Praying is everything to me. That's praying is you have to pray, man, because it's like Jesus prayed all the time to his father. So you need, so you know that there's power behind prayer. So you know that that's how we talk to God. And that's what he was showing me the other day, is that you have to pray, man, because when you stop praying, you're opening up a way for the enemy to come to you. When you stop praying, you have to pray, and you have to wake up, and you have to walk in spirit. You have to die to your flesh. You can't walk in your flesh because you're not going to be as strong. You have to walk in the spirit. That's what I wasn't doing, and that's why I found myself not praying, not picking up the word every single day. He's told me, pick the word up every single day. Don't sleep on it. Because what you're going to do is you're going to make a way for the enemy, and that's exactly what he did. He came and snatched that seed out of me. And then every day I was just feeling drained. Why am I not reading the word, man? How come I'm looking at it, but I'm not picking it up? So I went into deep prayer, man, and he spoke straight to me and told me all this. You know what I'm saying? And so prayer is everything, man. There's, like, so much power behind it. I love it.
And I love it, too. I love praying. I love building and talking with God. It was at a time that I didn't know how to pray. And when I first heard God say something to me, it scared the heck out of me. I was like, wait a minute, I'm tripping. All the family members, like, I'm losing my mind. People was talking to me.
Yeah.
And my eyes was like, people talking to you. They thought I was losing my mind, too. I was like, I was praying to God. I just heard somebody talking to me. They was like, I mean, is you drinking? Is you smoking? Oh, man, she didn't got something over there when they thought I had lost my mind. Y'all should have seen how fast my family got to the house. Like, I put an ABP out. I lost my mind, but I didn't. And, of course, thank God for having family members who pray for you or who know God, because my cousin was like, ain't nothing wrong with her. She was talking to God and got scared. That's exactly what she said. She said, ain't nothing wrong with her. She was talking to God and God said something back and she got scared. I got to go get my kids. That was the funniest thing ever.
I'm
man. You guys, we have came to the end of the show. I wish we could see you guys more. I know it just passed so fast, but I definitely want to give you guys all the, we call this at the end of the show, we call it testimony time. And this is the time that we set out for all of our callers and people who are listening, and just to take the time out for you to just get your testifying on. So, you know, we always want to be able to send the praises and the glories and glory up to God, and also give you guys a chance. So, of course, I'm going to go ahead and start with Pastor Winston. Well, again, we appreciate you tuning in. So we're going to go ahead and pass the praise on over to you.
Amen. I really thank God for this opportunity. I had a couple times to do a radio broadcast like this, one in Florida, and I believe the other one from Texas, and this is by far, I can say, the most spiritual, fulfilling radio station that I've aired on. So I'm excited about it. I'll continue to be praying for your ministry, that God will just continue to bless. And I just thank God for being saved, and I thank God for being humble. I thank God for understanding my place and my position in the kingdom and in his whole fit of things. And I am just looking for people that really have a heart and passion for ministry and kingdom work, and that just really want to be saved and do something effective in our area of the vineyard. And I'm just excited. The wait is coming, and I just thank God. I've been married 19 years to the same wife, and and not that I don't want to stir nothing up, but I just thank God for that, because I've had a lot of challenges. As I'm testifying, I had a lot of challenges. We had a lot of challenges in our marriage, and God seen it through. So I know that there is there's encouragement. There is there's hope for those that are going through in the marriage. I would say hang in there. I'm a living witness that God will see you through. And to those that that their marriage has went the other way, life goes on. life goes on, and you just really have to do like they're saying today. Just really begin to pray and allow God to see you through. Acknowledge God in all His way, in all your ways, and He'll direct your path. And I pray that this time will be different, and that it will be the God way. And so I just thank you. Thank you. And I look forward to, as soon as I find out next time you're on, I look forward to chiming in.
Cool.
I love you, Pastor.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. And I look forward to meeting you very soon. We're going to be meeting up, Pastor Winston, very soon.
Absolutely.
Jeremiah. I'm going to pass the praise on the left-hand side. We're going to pass the praise on the left-hand
side.
Well, I definitely want to give up praise to God. I mean, I am blessed to even be able to come on the show and listen to you guys, and just being able to be ministered to, and, you know, the trials that I've been going through, just now losing my job and praying that God's going to bring up. I already know He's got another door opening here soon, and I'm just lifting it up and really reaching out to the group, and you guys and your ministry is just amazing, and it really touches my heart, and I'm very glad that I could tune in, and hopefully I can tune in a lot more and kind of tune in and help you guys out.
Yep.
Amen. Amen.
You're more than welcome. We air every Sunday, 7 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east, 9 p.m. on the central, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Me and Miss Kimberly Rim, a.k.a. Lady Survivor, will be here always with a buffet of blessings and a buffet of the Word of God, because it's through His will and through His glory. So, of course, you got my number, Jeremiah. Give me a call, and there's nothing but a praise away. I tell you that. Thank
you. Amen. And, you know, I will call you up, too, get you some prayer, and I'll keep both of y'all in my prayers.
Thank you. We love you, Jeremiah. We appreciate you.
We love you.
I love you, ladies.
Chosen, we're going to pass the praise on the left-hand side. We're going to pass the praise on the
left-hand side.
Chosen, holler at us, man.
Yeah, ma'am. I give all the glory to God, man, and, you know, praise Him every day that, you know, He's able to change my life, and, you know, through God that everything is possible, man. And so, you know, I thank you guys, man, for everything. I like this
show,
man.
Well, I'm on the site trying to type in the title so I can...
Sorry, Chosen, go ahead.
You guys are doing a good thing, man. This show motivates me all the time. This show, you know, motivates me a lot, gives me a lot of more encouragement, too, and I think it's important that, you know, within the body of Christ that we all encourage and motivate each other.
Amen.
And always pray for one another. Always pray for one another. You know, I keep everybody in my prayers every time, man, you know, so... I thank you guys, and you know, man, through the past couple of days, God has been showing me so much and taking so much stuff out of me that I don't need, that I feel so much. I can feel the power of God in me. I feel clean every day, man. Oh. So it's a wonderful feeling, man, and I'm excited to see what God has next for everyone, you know, because I lost my job not too long ago, so... You know, but it's like I'm not stressed or worried. I just leave it in God's hands, and it's like he's just like, it's okay. I got you. So I'm just, it's on His time, and it's like I'm not worried about the bills or nothing, you know, because I know God's going to provide for me. As long as I stay obedient to Him and stay in His word and do His will, He got me. So that's it,
amen,
man.
We appreciate you, Chosen, and we love you. God loves you, and of course, you know, you got to keep your faith. Your faith is always stronger than your will, and God got you, because He may take something away from you, but He preparing you for something else, and I am a witness to that thing, man. I am a witness to that thing, so I just thank you for sharing with us on today. We're going to go to Rodney, passing the praise on the left-hand side. We're going to pass the praise
on the left-hand
side. Rodney,
let
God minister.
And I just want to say, hey, man, it's been a blessing, and it's always a good honor to be in the presence of women and men of God, so we can come together and fellowship and network. And it's a thing that I've been saying on the air, you know, it's iron sharpens iron. If we don't know how to sharpen one another and encourage one another, we need to get back into our prayer session and ask God
to deliver us from the hurt and the harm that we have caused ourselves so we can help others. And the breakthrough is the unique thing about this God that we serve and this Father that we can, this God that we call him our Father, is that he heals us spiritually so we can reach out to help others. And that's the beauty of this thing that I've been loving for the last couple of months. I've been on this high for the last couple of months because I have come together and started networking outside of the four walls of the church. But don't get me wrong, my duty and my responsibility still is inside the church, and I'm honored and blessed to be inside the church where I'm getting fed a good word, where I can go out and help one another so we can build a good community, a good church, a good foundation of people. But it's just an honor and a privilege. And I give honor and due to my pastor for hanging out with us tonight and just being
Amen.
A blessing to us and feeding us with a good word. So if we got out of the order, I know he was there to put us back in order, because I know he's a true man of God, and he lives it, and he has the integrity to just a passion for people and a heart to see people grow in Christ. And I'm just honored and appreciative just to be in the midst of that. And I just thank God every day and all the time to allow us to just fellowship and network with one another, man. It's an honor, Ed. You know, I love you. Hey, Lady Survivor, I'm praying for you. Keep up your good work out there
Thank
on
you.
That East Coast. Do what you do, girl, and we be looking forward to getting you out here before the summer's out.
Amen.
Almost.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that cornbread.
You're welcome. You already got the cornbread, man. Of course we got cornbread here. And I'm going to pass the praise on the left-hand side. Kim, we're going to pass it over to you. Of course, we got to pass it over to my co-host. I have to just say right now, Kim, thank you so much for, you know, holding me down, even on the show. And we call each other in the morning. We get the word and we pray together. And it means a lot. And I know that we do it with God want us to do, and not what we want to do. Removing ourselves and letting God use us. We always say that God remove me and use me. So that's what I'm all about. So I'm going to pray, pass the praise on the left hand side. Come on, Lady Survivor.
I'm going to give all the honor to God. God knows I am. I'm going to give it all to him. I'm just so humble and grounded. And I love being humble and grounded. And I'm so thankful for having a Pastor Winston on here. I love you. It's an honor. It's such an honor to me personally when you meet a man of God, not a godly man, but a man of God that's a good shepherd. You rarely, you know, meet them because they fall short. And, you know, I just feel like a lot of times when pastors fall short that their members should be there to pick them up, you know. But a lot of times they're not there to pick them up. So I'm just so thankful that you were here with us tonight. And I just, you know, I'm when I say from the bottom of my heart that I love you and I love the fact that you're a good shepherd. I really do. And I will sit under you anytime and hear, listen to the word. As long as the word, you're talking about the word, Mr. Weston. I'm joking. But, you know, I'm just so thankful for, and I'm thankful for my testimony that God has given me. I appreciate it. And, you know, God, if you wanted me to go back and do it again, I'll do it again. And that's pretty much all I need to say is I love you, Lord. I love you, and I thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. And just Father God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for
this
me.
One was in the seat. I took it out this morning.
Thank you, God, for me and you using me, Lord, as a tool. Thank you, God, for this palette on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, God, for us coming together and worshiping your name, Lord. Father God, thank you for correction. Thank you for everybody that tuned in on the show and trusted you, Lord, and trusted you to share and talk about your good works, your good blessings, Lord, because you get the glory, God.
Yes.
You get the victory, and we love giving it to you, God. I love you so much, Lord, and I just thank you. Thank you for never giving up on me, Lord. Thank you for never forsaking me, Lord. Thank you for never forsaking us, God. Thank you for always forgiving us
Father God, give us a clean heart so we will serve nobody but you, God, because it's all about you. It's all about the spiritual feeding, Lord, every Sunday. And before this Sunday, you make sure that we have food on this table for spiritual feeding. And I thank you for that, God. Father God, I pray over those who are abused and confused, those who are sick and conflicted, those who are hurt and down and out, those who just don't know where to start and where to go and how to get back.
Yeah.
How to get back, Lord. Father God, use us all as tools to be able to show them the way, Lord.
Yeah.
Use us, Lord. We beg you, Lord. Use us, God.
Yeah.
We beg you, God. Use us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father God, show them the way to let them know that they are worth salvaging.
Hallelujah.
They are worth saving.
Yes.
Father, you're so mighty and you're so wonderful. And your word is, I thank you, Lord, for your word never coming back void.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you for giving me a mouth. Thank you for giving me the courage, all of us, the mouth and the courage to praise your name, to lift you up on high. Lord, we have done all we can do. Now we choose to be vulnerable before you, Lord. Father God, please honor our sacrifice.
Yes.
Purify our motives and perfect our characters, Lord. Allow us to see ourselves as you see us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father God, cause us to trust and depend on you for everything, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We want all that is not we want all that is not like you to be removed from us right now, Lord.
Yes.
Everything that's not like you, Lord, let it be removed.
Yeah.
Our family members, our friends.
Yeah.
Our enemies. You, Lord, you are so wonderful, Lord. Sometimes we get so busy serving you that we don't make time to be with you, Lord. And we apologize in advance. We pray with others, but we don't get around to spending time alone with you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Prayer has become a ritual to some of us, something that we do without even thinking, before we even start the project, God. Father God, help. Help us. Help us to order our steps and give us the courage to guard our time together, Lord. With you, we're going to guard it. Help us to keep that date with you, Lord, that time with you, Lord. Fill us up.
Yeah.
We ask of you, fill us up, Lord. Grab a hold on to me, Lord, and shake me. God, I love you. Lord, I know that you are able to interpret the moans of my heart, Lord, and help me to avoid putting any false faith before I come into your presence.
Yes.
Father God, help me to call out to you even when words fail me and my heart is heavy.
Hallelujah.
I trust that you hear me, Lord. I know you hear me. I believe that you care. Hear our prayers, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God is so good.
Hallelujah.
I want you guys to keep God first, family second, and career third. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/spiritualfeeding, and like that page. Post in there. God is so good. God is so good. And we just thank him on today. We're about to get out of here. I got this song, Male Music. I want to trust you, God. He said, oh, man, this is a hot song, too, because I can live my life without it. He said, I want to trust you, God. I want to trust you boldly. My 9-year-old sing this song like it's his song. That's because I listen to it so much. I try to wrap my life around it. There it is right there, trusting you. And it's the Ambassador, and it's featuring Malay music. And you guys make sure you check out these gospel artists, too. And that's another way to be able to get the word in you, too. MP3 players, when we in the car, get this music, get that gospel music in you, because it's good to read the word. But, you know, if you're a music lover like me, you definitely want to get the word in music form, too. Guys, I thank you all for tuning in. I am your host, Diva Ebony B. Lady Survivors in the building. Thank you to everybody that's tuned in to the show tonight. We will be back on Sunday, 7 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east. Tell a believer to tell a believer that spiritual feeding is feeding them all.
Ambassador Molly. Exist, baby. Somebody said it's a hard knock life for us. Well, I got a hard knock Christ to trust. Check it. I'm from the city, love the city, but I know it's pretty gritty. Pretty hard to see how God could be in charge, but I'm privy to the script. Like the director's got me hip to this flick. He's equipped me and built me to endure. I'm a brick, he's a building and I'm in him, and I'll stick. I'm a dip when he says quit, till then give me a mic like I'm Vic. So I'm going to war, even if I'm going to corner stores, cause it's raw. Trouble doubles and it jumps on your ball. You can walk the block, see him sparking pot. In the barbershop they talk a lot about how they're off the clock. Some are even off your top. They don't think about the wage, they ain't thinking about the cops, they ain't thinking about the grave. Hope the spirit helps them wait. Every man is a needer like a baker, cause every man's a sinner, every sinner needs a savior. And Jesus is the one, but some are numb cause they don't feel this realness. Still I stand to tell you what the deal is.
I can't wrap my mind around it, trying to get my heart around it, cause I can't live my life without it. But the voices are loud and they
get louder.
I'm needing strength for the journey,
need power
to trust you right. To trust you right, I wanna trust you more. Hey, I wanna trust you, Lord.
Yeah. I know that God, man, had to do the same. I ain't special, I'm not greater than my teacher. He's the treasure, I a vessel, and he did it 100. No flaw, no parallel. Did it on the water, no fall, no parasail. Showed us he can walk over trouble, no teeter, no totter. Raging water, no sinking, no Peter. He's Jesus, he leaves us an example, now follow. This is more than food for thought, this is truth, now swallow. In the storm, when you feel it blowing, when you feel it's on, when it's dawn, and you're on the feet so you can feel the corns. When you look and you're jealous of the crook, cause he's adorned in a chain that can put some